But we just
it. Like, you have to have an experience. You have to have a thing. You have to live.
Yeah.
That's the drawback of being an artist.
How so?
Well, you kind of got to do shit to get the inspiration to sing about stuff.
Well,
because
what's
if
wrong with that? Go out and do shit, man.
It's not
a
problem.
What the fuck are you sitting around for?
Well, here's why I call it the good problem. It is a problem.
It's a, yeah.
Because if you are good... all right, think of it like this. I'm trying to eloquently explain the good problem.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the top five songs that you have in your mind. If you were trapped on a desert island, these are the only albums, these are the only songs I'm breaking.
Okay.
All about horrible shit. I don't even know what your top five is. I'm not being a list bully or anything.
Mm-hmm.
All about horrible shit.
Probably. Yeah.
That's kind of my point.
Yeah.
Usually people don't put pad and pen together when everything's going okay. They want to live in the moment.
Yeah.
Normally. Now, there are exceptions. Like Pharrell Williams, We're Happy. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a one-off compared to so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
So usually you kind of got to go through something. Not that I'm suggesting people go off and just make their lives shitty for like years to get a good album.
Oh, they'll do that themselves. You don't even have to worry about that.
We are on a recorded platform, so you like proceed with caution, motherfucker.
Please don't do anything stupid.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. You can have a love song and you can experience that love. My point is, for all of this, something new has to happen. Like, Bob Dylan. You listen to Bob Dylan, and now you're a folk artist. That has such a dramatic change on you to the point where you change genres.
Yeah.
Where something that you love, like, for starters, Slipknot. You mentioned Slipknot earlier.
I didn't, but okay.
Oh,
I used to listen to Slipknot,
System,
too.
Okay. Hold on. I'm sorry. Yeah. You said System of Down. I'm thinking of Slipknot because I'm a Slipknot fan.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
But System of Down, Slipknot. For you to go into multiple albums with I even show my age a little bit. Korn.
Okay.
I'll show my age a little bit. For you to travel multiple albums with bands like that, you have to love them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Bob Dylan has such a profound effect on you. You, in many ways, and if I'm getting way too heady, tell me I'm full of shit.
It's okay.
You kind of sort of rejected something you loved to explore new ground.
I don't know about rejecting. Maybe just trying something new. I mean, rejecting, I guess, to me, would say that I, like, don't like it anymore.
That's not what I'm getting at. It's like, you had your time. We're going to put you on the shelf.
Sure.
You know what? Since we're in the level of relationships, and I suck at analogies right now, think of it like this. Think of it like past love. A girl. Like, everyone has that girl you never really broke up with.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I see the light bulb. Like, I wish this was a video medium because, like, your eyes just, like, darted over. Like, don't get me wrong. You don't mess with her anymore.
Right.
And you just hope and pray to God she got the hint.
Uh-huh.
But you never really officially said, it's over, Sharon. You're like, sweet Jesus, don't let her name be Sharon. Is it Sharon? Okay, all right.
I'm just thinking of Ozzy Osbourne in my head when you say Sharon. It's Sharon.
Like, I didn't do that much fucking research.
That's right. They were all like Sharon, actually.
You know how bad I wanted to be Sharon, just a little bit. Just
that would have been
you could just throw the mic off. This interview's over.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He's talking.
Who are you and why do you know this much about my personal life?
I've been going through your trash for the last week and a half. But my whole point is that I'm just calling her Sharon. Like, Sharon, you just stopped. You did something dumb as, like, stop texting her. And she got the hint.
Yeah. I mean, it happens a lot in, like, casual dating and things like that.
Or you unfriended her on Facebook, like, we're done with you.
It hits me really deep when people do
that. It shouldn't. When people get that, it shouldn't bother you, but it bothers me so much.
Yeah.
It does. But my whole point is,
sad for society.
That's what you did with that style of music.
Yeah.
Sharon
of a Down.
Sharon of a Down.
Yeah.
Yes. Sharon of a Down. That's what you did. And you adapted something, and that's just what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I'm saying. You didn't reject. You just kind of, like, walked away. At any given time, because you never said, no, Sharon.
Right.
You could go back, and you can reclaim it.
Yeah, I could be like, oh, Sharon, let's play some tunes together.
You know what? I got a new phone. Whatever lie you got to tell, Cher. You're like, I lost your number. You know, we live in a world where no one writes anything down. Cher, come on, take me back.
Yeah, refriend her on Facebook.
Yeah, refriend her on Facebook. Yeah. You're with that drummer. It's not going to work out. So that's all I'm getting at with that.